Today is the Tirubhav of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, 2010, who of course is most famous for the deity of Radharaman, which has captured the hearts of all the Vrijavasis, although he's a latecomer to the scenery of Vrindavan. First came Madan Mohan. The temple was opened in 1580. Madan Mohan in 1580, and Radha Govinda Dev in 1590, and Gopinath shortly later, and sometime after that, can't remember, but Gopal Bhatta, the deity manifested to him from the Shalagram, his deity Radharaman. He's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the discussion Adi Lila Chapter 10, discussion about the trunk and branches and sub-branches of the Chaitanya tree, which is the metaphor to describe the various big and smaller followers of Lord Chaitanya who spread this Prem Dharma, Braja Prema, all around the world. So he's glorified in chapter 10 by name, in verse 105. Shri Gopala Bhatta Eka Shaka Sarvotam Rupa Sanatana Sange Jandra Prema Alapan. Prema Alap. Alap means talks, discussions, regular discussions, nothing, not like Vilap, which is lamentation, talks of lamentation. Well, just Pralap means basic discussions or talks about different subject matters. Shaka Sarva. Shaka means branches. Eka Shaka Sarvottam. Sarva Uttama. So he was a greatly exalted devotee. A very advanced devotee, of course. One of the famous six Goswamis of Vrindavan. The Sad Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath. So there's Das Raghunath and Bhatta Raghunath. The two Raghunaths. There's actually, the two Bhattas. Bhatta Raghunath and Gopal Bhatta. Raghunath Bhatta was from South India, or rather, I think he's from Benares. And Gopal Bhatta Charya, informally known as Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was from Srirangam, the son of Venkata Bhatta. Lord Chaitanya, of course, stayed there for the 4 months of the rainy season. So this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj is glorifying Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He's the 47th branch of the tree. He's one of the great and exalted branches of the tree. He was always engaged in discourses about love of Godhead in the company of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So he certainly, you judge a man by his company. So his company was Labhanga Mandri and Sri Rupa Mandri. So he was formerly a Ramanuja devotee, but then he joined the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya stayed in his house during his tour of South India in 1511. And he was a young boy, but he got to serve the Lord this time. The parents of Gopal Bhatta were extremely fortunate because they dedicated their entire lives to the service of Mahaprabhu. And later they allowed Gopal Bhatta Goswami to go to Vrindavan. And when they died thinking of Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu asked Rupa and Sanatana to look after Gopal Bhatta because he's quite younger, and they should take care of him and preach to him. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami had a great affection for Gopal Bhatta. Sanatana Goswami compiled the Vaishnava Smriti Hari Bhakti Vilas and published it under his name. So apparently originally although it says in Prabhupada's purport that the author was Sanatana Goswami, he wrote it, he put the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami on it. There, of course, is some debate about this. Who is the author? Generally, they say it's a team of two, Gopal Bhatta Goswami and also Sanatana Goswami. Sometimes they say that actually, because there's so much Vaishnava Smriti, rules and regulations, yama niyama, vidhi nisheda, do's and don'ts, rules and prohibitions that are not exactly Gaudiya, but they're part of the general Vaishnava Smriti, but they believe this must be penned by Gopalbhatta, because he was, of course, a South Indian Brahmin in the Ramanuja tradition, a very strong Vaishnava tradition. And they are very expert in all these rules and regulations of puja and whatnot. And it's interesting to note, when you look, when you study the Hari Bhakti Vilas, although modern day editions of Hari Bhakti Vilas, they generally attribute the author to being Sanatana Goswami, but there is some discussion about who actually wrote it. Krishnas Kaviraj in the Madhya Lila chapter 1 verse 35, he says that the Jiva Goswami mentions that actually Sanatana Goswami wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas. But then if you look at the Hari Bhakti Vilas itself, it's very confusing. Because in the book itself, in the opening verses of the book, and at the end of every chapter, it says the book was clearly written, it says that this book, or in every chapter of the book, Hari Bhakti Vilas, was written by Gopalbhatta Goswami. So this is why Prabhupada writes in his purport of CC that Sanatana Goswami wrote the book, and he put Gopalbhatta as the author. And other authorities of history, Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars, they say that Gopalbhatta Goswami wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, and the tikkas, wherever there's tikkas or commentaries on some verses, they are written by Sanatana Goswami. At any rate, apparently they're both involved with the book. And Bhakti Ratnakara, Narahari Chakravarti, says that the idea, the conception for the book of Hari Bhakti Vilas started with Gopalbhatta, but Sanatana Goswami actually wrote the book, but he wrote it in the name of Gopalbhatta, out of deference and respect. But the interesting point about it is that when one actually studies Hari Bhakti Vilas, he'll see that he'll become surprised that in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Hari Bhakti Vilas, many points or many aspects which are essential to actual Gaudiya Vaishnavism. What is one of the essential aspects of Gaudiya Vaishnavism? It's essential for a Gaudiya Vaishnava to worship Radha and Krishna. But this is not mentioned anywhere, the worship of Radha and Krishna. Although there's something about Krishna Janma Puja Tithi, how to worship Krishna on Janmasthami alone, Sri Krishna, how to observe Janmasthami Utsav and Vrata. But there's no description of any pujas of Radha Krishna Yuga Puja. Very strange. And nor is there any worship anywhere in the book about the worship of Lord Chaitanya. So then somebody may ask, not even a mantra, there's no mantra mentioned in the whole book about Lord Chaitanya. So they say that why this is, although it appears that Sanatana Goswami and Gopalbhatta, two of the six Goswamis, who are obviously the foundational acharyas for Gaudiya Vaishnavism, why does the book that's attributed to them as being the authors, why does it doesn't say anything about Gaudiya Vaishnavism? And scholars say the fact is that the book was not intended for Gaudiya Vaishnavas alone, but it was actually a book for Vaishnavas in general. Any Hari Bhakti, any Vaishnava wants to perform Hari Bhakti, wants to manifest and develop his devotion for Narayan, Vishnu, Ram, or Hari, or Krishna. So therefore they're Vaishnavas, they're worshippers of Vishnu in his various forms and avatars. So this is a book of behavior, so they can learn a lot about how to properly behave. Gopalbhatta Goswami is described in Narahari Chakravarti Thakur's Bhakti Ratnakara, the jewel-filled ocean of devotional service. So we can take a look at a few entries there and see how it describes the glories of Gopalbhatta Goswami. Gopalbhatta Goswami was the son of a Vaishnava Brahmin, Venkatabhatta. He appeared in Sri Rangam, South India. When Mahabhu stayed in his house during Chaturmasya, Gopal was a boy. And Mahabhu treated him so affectionately by giving his remnants and blessing him to become an acharya. Mahabhu and the father of Gopalbhatta used to joke and speak in a very free way, relishing, laughing and joking together. And one day in a humorous mood, Mahaprabhu asked Venkata, why does your worshipful goddess Lakshmi, because the followers of Ramanuja, they worship Lakshmi Narayan. He said, why does your Lakshmi leave her Lord of Vaikuntha and go to worship Krishna and Balaban? Why does she want to attain the association of a coward boy in Braj and leave the Lord of Vaikuntha? And Venkata says, this is mysterious to me. I don't know. You're God, you can surely explain it to me. And Gauranga said to Venkata, actually, you should understand, Lakshmi became captivated and attracted because Krishna has one unique quality. What is that quality? It's his Madhurya Gun. By the sweetness of his love and charm and beauty, he attracts the hearts of everyone with his personal conjugal love. However, her Lord Narayan only has 60 transcendental qualities, but Krishna has 64. Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Vena Madhurya. And all these qualities of Krishna, all 64, are saturated with honey-like sweetness, Madhurya. Krishna even attracts the mind of Lakshmi Devi. But conversely, Narayan can never, ever attract the minds of the Braja Gopis. Once, Krishna disguised himself as Lord Narayan to perform a pastime in Paitagram near Govardhan in Braj. The Gopis were madly searching for Krishna during the Vasant Ras when once he disappeared with Radha. And they came upon this forearm statue or this forearm form of Narayan that Krishna was adopting to disguise and hide himself from the inquiry and inquiring search party of gopis. And they said, hey, Narayan, pranams, where did Krishna go? Did you see him pass by here? Please tell us. Dhanyavads. By following the gopis who spontaneously love Krishna without any awareness of his godhood, one can attain Krishna. The Shrutis worship Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis, Gopi Bhav, the Shrutis. Shrutichari gopis. Following in the footsteps of the gopis, the Shruticharis received gopis' bodies and joined Krishna in the rasa dance. Lakshmi wanted to enjoy Krishna, but she wanted to keep her spiritual form in Aishwarya, Aishwarya Rup, as Lakshmi Devi. However, without following the gopis of Braj, no one, no matter who they are, can attain Krishna in Vrindavan. Gopal Bhatta took initiation from Prabodhananda Saraswati, and he moved to Vrindavan and became a dear friend of Rupa Sanatan. He did bhajan in Vrindavan for 45 years, mostly in Radhakund, on the banks of Radhakund. Once he went on pilgrimage, he got 12 shilas. The Damodar Shila manifested as the beautiful Radharaman deity. Since 1542, Radharamanji has been worshipped with pure devotion, following precise Shastric rituals. The temple of Govindaji was open in 1580, and Govindaji in 1590. So Radharaman manifested himself from the Shila. He became beautiful Radharaman. That was in 1542. When they built the temple, I can't say. Very old deity. 468 years they've been worshipping Radharaman. So since 1542, Radharamanji has been worshipped with pure devotion, following precise Shastric rituals. Lord Chaitanya ordered Gopal Bhatta to write a book to check the spread of pseudo-loving rasas and negligence to Vaidya Bhakti. In corroboration with Sanatana Goswami, he compiled the Hari Bhakti Vilas. And the authorized book explained the ritual and devotional practices of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He also wrote Satkriya Deepika and the outline for Sri Jiva Goswami's Satsandarvas. He eternally serves Radharani in Radhakund and elsewhere as one of Astamandri's named Gudamandri. His samadhi is within Radharamanji's temple compound behind the appearance place of the deity. He initiated one Brahmin named Gopinath Pujari Goswami, who was a lifelong brahmachari, served Radha Ramanji for his whole life. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami also initiated Srinivas Acharya and many other stalwart Vaishnavas. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai. Suchak Kirtan is included in this book by Manohar Das. And these are specific prayers that are sung during the Tirobhav, or disappearance of these great Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnav Mandal, Bhaktagon, they sit together in Radharaman and other temples around Vrindavan and Navadvip. They glorify the life and teachings of Gopal Bhatta Goswami in a beautiful kirtan called Sucha Kirtan. Whenever I see the beautiful lotus feet of Shri Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, my eyes flood with tears. Dehi Bunayana Bhariya, Sri Charana Kavu. One becomes free from the cycle of birth and death by hearing about your unlimited qualities. Your beautiful teeth resemble a string of pearls. Your joyful words are saturated with sweet nectar. Devotee Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Raghunath Raghunath Bhatta. Raghav Pandit Krishna's Kaviraj Lokanath Goswami are your life. Your soul is Radha Ramanji. And with your body full of love, you offer obeisance to Lord Chaitanya like a honeybee, you're attached to this lotus feet. You kindly give shelter to Srinivas Acharya. Your only engagement is associating with pure devotees, state relishing Ras, tasting divine madness of Gopi Bhava. Pastimes of Radha Raman flows through your mind like Ganges River. Your Kreshul Rasika Vaishnavas, relishing frame Ras, you're becoming overwhelmed. Ecstatic motion. O ocean of spontaneous love for Radha Raman, you're the friend of the poor, your fame is sung throughout the universe. Oh, your form is most sweet and full of mercy, and your limited qualities act like a monsoon. Just once, O Master, let me see your lotus feet, the essence of all sweetness. After many, many births, I have attained the rare fortune of serving the servants of your eternal associates. Because of bad karma, I've been wasting my life enjoying sense gratification. I am full of offenses. My only hope is that you, being full of merciful qualities, will deliver this fallen soul. Although my mind is fickle and I am greedy and sinful, this Manohar Das calls out to you, please don't neglect me. Labeti chanchulamati upekile nahigati pukarai Manohar Manda. It's a nice description of Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta Goswami Pamadaki. You know, the most remarkable thing is Radha Raman. Radha Raman was a shalagram, and all the devotees around him were having human-like deities. And their followers were giving him money and buying clothes and designing beautiful clothes. Gopal Bhatta said, wow, it'd be nice to have a deity you could dress like that. I just have these round shalagrams. You can't really dress them. No arms, legs, etc. But I'm very much attracted to the personal form of the Lord. But anyway, the Lord has appeared like this not so dynamic shape. So, what to do? So he worshipped him with love and devotion. The Lord knew his heart. Oh, you want to see me in Trivanga Lalitam? So I'll manifest in such a beautiful threefold form that you'll go unconscious when you see me. You'll become work. At least for some time. You won't be able to wake up or do anything. See, breathe, or want to either. And already before you enter that state of consciousness, things are already going on. Speakers are set up, you have some sound system, you're giving Bhagavad Sapta, or you're chanting, whatever. So you're making some contribution, although nothing public. You're not visiting anybody. No one's coming to see you. That's Mon Vrat. Hare Krishna. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami was thinking that how wonderful it would be if I could also have a deity with a tree bunga form. So the Lord knows the intention of the heart of the devotee. So when he took rest, it was Nrisimha Chaturdasi, and he just heard the beautiful story of Nrisimhadeva manifesting personally from a pillar, which is rather, it's not really a deity, it's just some straight width, length, width, and depth piece of pillar, not really much three-dimensional aspect of arms and legs and head and eyes and everything. Not really personal. It's an impersonal column or chunk of stone. But this was his wish and his hankering like this, and the Lord reciprocated with his pure devotion. And next day, when he woke up to look at his shalagrams, this Damodar Shila had taken the shape of Radha Mahan. Ki Jai. So beautiful. So he became the object of everyone's attention. So we can pray someday that our stone-like hearts, the Lord will manifest there in all his beautiful form, threefold bending form of love and sweetness and charm and beauty and everything that we're looking for. Love and charm and sweetness and beauty. There's nothing more beautiful than love, and nothing more sweet than beauty. So imagine finding all love and all beauty in one place. So all beauty and all love in one place is Radha Krishna combined. All love Radharani and all beauty Krishna. Krishna is all beautiful, all attractive, Krishna. So when they combine all beautiful Krishna and all loving Radha, they combine that beautiful combination of transcendental, unlimited beauty and unlimited love, prema, madanakya, mahabhava. The combination of those two unique features becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That one, the two become one. Ranga Mahaprabhu, Gaura Govinda, Radha Govinda. So how much beauty is there? How much sweetness is there? No one can conceive. It only can be realized by performing intense bhakti bhajan. So in days like this, we pray to Gopal Bhatta Goswami with such an intense bhajan nandi that he forced the Lord to come down and descend into his shalagram and appear personally there with threefold bending form to confirm to him that the Lord is everywhere and to confirm to him that the Lord answers the prayers of a sincere devotee and confirm to him that the Lord is controlled by the love of his devotees. I confirm to them that the Lord will appear wherever there is sincere cry and sincere petition to sadhaka to see the Lord in his most beautiful form, bending, not standing straight like Maryada Purushottam or Lakshmi Narayan, but bending casually, relaxed in a relaxed fashion, bent at the knees and hips and waist or hips and knees and also the elbows, neck. So much beautiful form. So one actually sees Krishna in that beautiful form, and they give up everything in this world. Gopal Bhatta Goswami had the darshan on the day after Nrisimha Chaturdasi, on Amavasya. I think it was Amavasya or Purnima, I forget. He saw this beautiful form of Radha Raman, he was captivated, full of love, full of eroticism, full of intimate conjugal attraction. Krishna attracting Radharani. This Radharaman is so beautiful. One of a kind deity in the whole universe. Atma Prakat, Swa Prakat, self-manifested clearly. You can see his shining black teeth. He has black teeth shining behind his smile. You can see with binoculars his individual teeth are carved there. Beautiful broad chest and narrow legs and powerful thighs and calves. Very attractive form. So someday if we have the devotion and purity of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, we may wake up and see the Lord standing before us in all his beauty and splendor and sweetness and charm. Sri Radha Raman Ki Jai. Yeah.